About 3 million dry tons of treated sewage, called sludge, is used to fertilize sod, pasture land, and even food crops every year in the United States. As cities sprawl and people move into rural areas, they discover the practice, and many don't like it.
You know, we were like, what is that smell? You know, it's sick, and it makes you want to vomit, and then your eyes start burning, and you want to get away from it as quick as you can.
Molly Bowen is one of a group of homeowners suing the haulers who dump and landowners who use sewage sludge near their neighborhood. People around the country have blamed the sludge for causing illnesses and even deaths. They say their wells are contaminated with sludge. They say they breathe sludge dust blowing from recently treated fields. Bowen and her neighbors blame the sludge for a lot of health problems.
Pharyngitis and the stomach and the upper respiratory not being able to breathe well.
For a while, these people thought no one was listening. But cases are coming in from all over, and the Environmental Protection Agency is starting to pay attention. In 2002, the EPA asked the National Academy of Sciences to study the public health aspects of sludge. Thomas Burke is a professor and epidemiologist with Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health. He chaired the study.
This is poop we're talking about here. Have the potential to cause serious illness if they're not treated appropriately and there is not appropriate protection of the population.
Burke and others studied to see if the EPA methods used to determine the limits for chemicals, viruses, and bacteria in sewage sludge were strong enough. Burke says the methods are not strong enough to use the sludge safely.
We need to understand better the potential health effects. We need a new national survey to understand the microbes and the potential pathogens that may be present. And also, we need to better characterize the chemicals that might be present in sludge. The current rules are based upon work that was done back in the 80s.
The EPA is looking at those concerns. It says it will try to determine if there are contaminants in the sludge that could cause health problems. Prior to the National Academies of Sciences report, government regulators, including the EPA, sewer plant managers, and sludge haulers, insisted sludge was safe when applied according to the rules. Houston-based Synagro manages sludge biosolids for municipalities in 35 states. Vice President for Government Relations, Bob Odette, says there's been plenty of studies already.
If I thought for a moment that this caused anybody any health problems, I wouldn't be in the industry. I formed my opinion about biosolids recycling before I came into the private sector.
Problems have been pointed out, but the Federal Office of Inspector General reported in 2002 that the EPA offers virtually no federal oversight over sludge disposal, and the agency is not protecting the public. Those in the agency that tried to point out the problems were pressured or fired. Dr. David Lewis says he warned his bosses that using sludge might cause health problems. He worked as a research microbiologist at the EPA's National Exposure Research Laboratory in Georgia. He was fired last May. He alleges in whistleblower lawsuits that the EPA, which not only regulates but also promotes recycling sludge biosolids as fertilizer, wanted his sludge research stopped.
I can assure you that many of the issues raised by private citizens are issues that are raised and that many scientists at EPA share those concerns and have from the beginning because of the concerns over pathogens, metals, and other contaminants in sludge, the concerns, the risks that might be presented to public health or the environment.
Lewis says although many viruses and bacteria die in the field, especially when exposed to sunlight, the biggest risk of infection comes from what grows in the sludge after it's put down. Bacterial pathogens grow when the organic matter decomposes. He says it's just like meat that's cooked and then left out on the counter. Some nasty stuff can start growing. But now the EPA indicates it's ready to make changes. It plans to spend nearly $6 million over the next 3 years, following some of the advice of the National Academy of Science study. Jeff Grubbs is the EPA's Director of Science and Technology.
We're looking at what are the possible impacts and risks to people that live near would otherwise be exposed to pollutants that are emitted into the air from biosolids as they're applied to land. We'll be conducting an analysis of samples of biosolids from various points across the country to help determine the concentrations of additional pollutants that could potentially impact health.
The EPA says it will first look at health studies of people who claim to have become sick from exposure to sludge, and it hopes to work with the Centers for Disease Control and state health departments to arrange for them to track and investigate alleged cases of sludge sickness. Environmentalists and others say they hope this is a more science-based look at the issue, but they remain skeptical. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Amy Tardiff.